Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, September 3rd, 2025, and we have a great mix of real estate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. The Amy and Noreen team at Lang Realty announces promotions and new team members. The Amy and Noreen team at Lang Realty is celebrating growth and momentum this fall with the promotion of Paige Mercado to Director of Business Development, leveraging her expertise in client relationships and partnerships. New team members include newly licensed realtor Jamina DeMilta, dedicated to helping clients achieve their goals, and Carrie Doyle Waite, currently obtaining her real estate license with a focus on community knowledge and excellence. Also on the team is Namrata Israni, a realtor and social media expert, enhancing the team's digital presence. Amy Snook and Noreen Payne, realtors with Lang Realty, express excitement for the team's expansion and potential for success. Together, the Amy and Noreen team offers a strong mix of experience, innovation, and local expertise in Boca Raton's real estate market. For more information, visit wamyandnoreenteam.com. Lang Realty, founded in 1989, is known for excellence, integrity, and personalized service in South Florida's residential real estate community. Learn more at .langrealty.com.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, reports strong Q2 25 results, targets profitability in early 2026. Beeline Holdings, a U.S.-based digital mortgage lender, reported strong Q2 25 results, with $1.7 million in revenue, a 27% increase quarter over quarter, and operating cost reduction by 40% to $5.6 million. Net loss narrowed to $4.1 million, a 68% improvement. Beeline aims for profitability by early 2026, with $6.3 million in cash at the end of Q2. The company funded $52 million in mortgages, launched new products like Beeline Equity and Blink QC, and introduced Bob, an AI mortgage chatbot. Analysts project market share growth in a sector expected to grow at a 13.57% CAGR. Ladenburg Thalmann initiated coverage with a buy rating and over 200% potential appreciation. Q&A with Edward W. Easton, Chairman, The Easton Group. Edward W. Easton, founder and chairman of The Easton Group, a Miami-based commercial real estate firm, discusses the current state of the industrial real estate sector. Despite a cooling in demand, deals are still being made, albeit at a slower pace. There is a price disconnect between buyers and sellers affecting the market, with sellers not adjusting to current conditions. Rents are stable, but a modest correction of around 8% is expected in the next year. Construction activity has slowed due to high costs and low returns. The Easton Group is focusing on acquiring existing buildings with below-market rents rather than new development. While there may be pockets of distress in certain asset classes, overall, the market remains relatively healthy.
Rosso Commercial Real Estate arranges sale of 40,000 CESF, Georgetown Plaza, in Annapolis, MD. Rosso Commercial Real Estate announces the sale of Georgetown Plaza, a 40,000-square-foot mixed-use property in Annapolis, Maryland, for $4.9 million. The transaction closed on August 29, 2025, marking the first change in ownership in decades. Georgetown Plaza, a hub for the community for over 30 years, boasts tenants like Main & Market and Domino's. The new ownership, drawn to its prime location and strong reputation, has retained Rosso Commercial as exclusive leasing agents. Rosso Commercial, a boutique agency in Annapolis, helps clients with property leasing, sales, and business consulting in the Mid-Atlantic region. With a focus on client satisfaction, they aim to advance Georgetown Plaza's legacy in Annapolis.
Wendy Lambert, a trusted name in benefit auctions. Wendy Lambert, a distinguished figure in the auction industry, has solidified her reputation as a top professional with a track record of excellence. Known for her remarkable accomplishments and experience, Wendy's expertise shines through her recent victories in prestigious competitions, including the Texas Champion Auctioneer and International Auctioneer Championship Women's Division. With a background in education and specialized auction training, Wendy holds the esteemed title of Benefit Auctioneer Specialist. Her dedication and commitment to the craft have earned her the trust and admiration of clients seeking to maximize the success of their events. As a licensed realtor in Texas, Wendy Lambert brings a unique perspective to her auctioneering services, offering a comprehensive approach to meeting clients' needs and exceeding their expectations. For those seeking a professional auctioneer to ensure the success of their next event, Wendy Lambert stands out as a trusted and accomplished choice. Visit www.wendylambert.com today to elevate your auction experience and take your event to new heights.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.